This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now, today's message.
It would seem that somehow Satan thought he could make Jesus' death so bad that there was no way he could rise from the dead. For Jesus went through great suffering on his way to the cross as he endured the flogging, mocking, beatings, and even carrying his own cross, with the help of Simon, of course. And then when Jesus had died, he had a spear pierced through his side. Satan made sure that Jesus' persecutors and executioners gave him the hardest time possible. He made sure it was miserable, perhaps in hopes that Jesus would give up and quit. But Jesus endured all the way to the end. Therefore, after carrying his own cross, Jesus was crucified. And with him were two criminals crucified as well. Turn over to the next chapter, chapter 23 in Luke's account, and let's continue by picking up in verse 32. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him, and when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.